simple. If Europe doesn't want to see Russian gas on its market, so what can we do? We try to knock on the closed door, and it's very difficult for us. South Stream is more important for Europeans, not for Russia. Because, you know, without Russian gas, the situation in Europe will be extremely difficult. You were speaking about energy security, so we try to increase the security, energy security of Europe.
And how does China feature in all of this? Russia's flourishing relationship with China and gas being delivered there via pipelines.
We see the very fast acceleration of our negotiation with China. You know, we signed already so-called Eastern Route for 38 BCM of annual supply to China. But now I think that next spring it's possible to sign the Altai contract and so-called Western Route. And instead of 30 BCM, it can be 100 BCM. So that is why it's a serious amount. And, you know, for Gazprom, it's also the question of choice. What is the priority? To build Altai, to build the power of Siberia, or to continue to press on Europe, to explain, not to press even, but to explain to Europe the necessity of this pipeline.
And what about the risk for Europe then? Because he's saying, look, you're taking on the risk yourselves. What kind of risk are we talking about?
The idea is very simple. If Europe doesn't want to see the real energy security, because, you know, South Stream is a direct supply of Russian gas to Europe without any transit countries. If Europe still want to have all this headache with Ukraine, because, you know, we still don't know what will be the situation this winter with Ukraine. Yes, we signed this agreement in Brussels, but it's not working. Ukraine doesn't want to pay, and the situation is still unpredictable. If Europe still want to see this very stupid situation, what can we do with this? Of course, we can eliminate this project, but we hope that Europe will be more clever, because we don't want to go away from European market. We try to be one of the biggest supplier to European gas market. So that is why it's a question of, we can say, the question to Europe. Europe is clever or Europe is not so clever.